بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم أما بعد صحابة sending food to نبي أكرم صلى الله عليه وسلم أم المؤمنين سيدة عائشة رضي الله تعالى عنها narrates that sometimes 2 months would pass without there being any need to light a fire in the home of the wives of Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم. This means that there was nothing to cook. Sayyidina Urwa, the narrator of this hadith, asked Ummul Mu'mineen, Sayyida Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, on what they survived. Sayyida Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha informed him that they lived on dates and water. However, Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's Ansari neighbors had goats and they would sometimes send milk for Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Note, Hafidh ibn Hajar rahimahumullah has written that this was during the initial period in Madina Tayyibah when Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam experienced very trying conditions. Sayyiduna Jabir ibn Abdullah radiallahu ta'ala anhuma narrates that his father instructed him to prepare some haritha and take it to Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Jabir radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that he went to Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam whilst he was in the masjid at that time. Upon seeing him, Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked, "Is this meat, O Jabir?" He replied that it was not meat. When he returned home, his father asked him if Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saw what he had brought. He told his father that Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did see it and asked if it was meat. His father said that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam probably had a desire to eat meat. He thus slaughtered a domestic goat, roasted it and sent him to offer it to Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sayyiduna Jabir radiallahu ta'ala anhu came to Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam once again. Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked him what he had brought. He showed Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam what it was, whereupon he said, "May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala reward the Ansar on my behalf, especially Abdullah ibn Umar ibn Haram and Saad ibn Ubada radiallahu ta'ala anhuma." Giving the leftover food to someone, Sayyiduna Jabir ibn Samura radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that the food that used to be left over after Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had eaten was sent to the home of Sayyidina Abu Ayyub al-Ansari radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Note, a senior can send leftovers to a junior, but a junior cannot do the same. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallahi wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayka.